USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is surging after last week's sell-off, the Dow jumping nearly 600 points for its best day since early March. At the close, the Dow gaining 586 points to finish at 33,876. The S&P added 58 points, while the NASDAQ rose 111 points. Large groups of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, creating issues for border agents and local residents. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich blames the Biden administration's policies on the immigration surge at the border.
The Biden administration is breaking the border. They're essentially destroying it, and it's up to them to fix it. And by them creating all these incentives or making it harder for ICE to do its job.
The Biden administration continuing to reverse many of former President Trump's policies. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Accenture. As organizations around the world make plans for their people to return to the workplace, many are wondering, what do employees actually want? According to the latest report from Accenture, 83% of people say a hybrid model is optimal, where individuals will have the ability to work remotely between 25% and 75% of the time. This report, titled The Future of Work, Productive Anywhere, found that 40% of individuals feel they can be productive and healthy anywhere, either fully remote or on-site or a combination of the two. As the hybrid workplace emerges, Christy Smith, Senior Managing Director and Global Lead of Talent and Organization, Human Potential at Accenture.
There's a pattern emerging in the post-pandemic workforce, the productive anywhere worker. As responsible leaders, we need to pivot the future of work dialogue to not just be about location, but to also address what drives the productivity, health, and resilience of our people.
To find out more, visit Accenture.com.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced on Friday after being convicted of murdering George Floyd last year. Judge Peter Cahill will decide if the ex-cop will get probation or more than 30 years in prison. Floyd's death sparking global outrage and protests and riots across the nation. The Delaware Department of Justice on Monday indicted 14 gang members on more than 120 criminal charges, including murder. The members of the Wilmington area gang, known as North Park, are charged with committing crimes from 2018 to April of this year. Chief Robert Tracy of the Wilmington Police Department spoke to reporters about the rising gun violence.
If we don't get serious about gun violence, and don't get serious about people carrying illegal firearms and making sure that they do time for carrying a legal firearm, then you know what? We might continue to have some of these same issues that we're having. But I don't see that happening.
More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
House Republicans are continuing to place the heat on Vice President Kamala Harris.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that Harris has not visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE agents. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has renewed calls for Harris to visit the border. The California Republican tells Fox News that she would learn quite a lot in a visit.
And the one thing you have to understand, when there's a crisis at a border, when there's unaccompanied children coming in, you know who's caring for them? The border agents. So what's happening, they're being taken off the border, so the border's even more wide open. We're finding people rushing it like we've never seen before, but we're finding people that are on that terrorist watch list that are coming from other countries, from more than 140 other countries. Why would they come to the southern border? Because they know it's open and they know they can enter America that way. But she should go there and she should learn firsthand what the problem is to find the solutions for it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In a blow to the NCAA, the Supreme Court is saying colleges can no longer be prohibited from providing student athletes with education-related benefits. That includes free laptops, musical instruments, lab equipment, or compensation for internships. The unanimous decision affirmed a lower court's ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.